The Daughter of the Great Barnum by Alexander Kubrin. Narrated by Gondre Lewis. The daily rehearsal is over. My friend, Clown Tonti Giretti, invites me to have breakfast. He has a splendid Magnifica today. Or Minestra, as the Neapolitans called it. I asked permission to pick up a little straw-sheathed bottle of Chianti. Tonti, a derivative of Constantine, lives but a stone's throw from the Cinezelli Circus, in a one-window room in a cheap hotel. His family is small, him and his wife, Ernestina Ernestovna, the graceful rider who also dances in the first pair of the circus chorus line. The Giretti family goes back many years. It settled in Russia during the reign of Nicholas I, and had since become well known in all brick-and-mortar circuses and in traveling chapiteaux, circus tents. It has many branches and produced many excellent circus performers, acrobats, jockeys, riders, animal trainers, gymnasts, jugglers, musical and talking clowns. Giretti's of all ages work in high-end performances, including tightrope walking, flying under the circus cupola on wires, bars, and swings, demonstrating the highest level of horsemanship both in individual and tandem numbers. Tonti himself was born in Moscow. His first time in the circus arena was when he was 4. Subsequently, he learned all branches of the circus art so well he could replace any performer in any number of the old repertoire. He possessed a great degree of 2 superhuman qualities necessary for working at the circus: the 6th sense, tempo, and the 7th, balance. Once he grew up, he followed his natural instinct and opted to become a clown. He had all the necessary traits for it. His 2 native languages were Italian and Russian, but he spoke all European languages with the same freedom and terrible pronunciation, including Finnish, Georgian, Polish, and Tatar. He was sufficiently musical and played any instrument, including the tuba and the bagpipes. His voice possessed such a peculiar clarity that it could be heard from the remotest corners of the circus. Tonti's main advantage, however, and a true God's gift, was his natural sense of humor, a rare quality even among famous clowns, let alone amongst the rest of humanity. I do not know why Tonti did not become spectacularly famous, like his fellow clowns such as Tonti Bendini.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?